One of the people who led the charge to create TVA was a senator named George Norris, perhaps best known to all of us in the 21st century as the namesake of Norris Dam and the Norris community. But he was a senator not from Tennessee or, in fact, anywhere in the Southeast. He was from Nebraska. So why did a senator from the Midwest push so hard to create a Tennessee Valley Authority?
Well, that's a great question. And, of course, George Norris is known as the father of TVA. Norris was a strong proponent of rural electrification. And because of the facilities at Muscle Shoals, there was a controversy that lasted around 15 years after World War I over what to do with these facilities. And Norris was a proponent of public power, and he wanted to see those facilities used for the good of many. And so he proposed a bill many, many times, which later became the TVA Act. And so because of his strong ties to rural electrification and his public power background, he was able, when FDR came into office, he was able to get his bill passed. It became law. FDR signed the TVA Act on May 18th, 1933, and TVA was created.
And TVA did indeed bring cheaper electrical power to areas that had not had it before, to a particularly impoverished area of the country. It improved flood control, navigation along the Tennessee River, but that also came at the expense of several communities that were flooded when the dams were built that had to be moved. There were some cultural disruptions, and so the reaction to TVA was not universally positive. I wonder if you'd talk a little bit about that.
It wasn't universally positive, but at the same time, most folks understood that it was a sacrifice for the good of many, and people kind of went along with that in 1933. You know, the country was so depressed, and this region was so depressed, that TVA really improved the quality of life, as you mentioned, through flood control, navigation, and affordable electricity. I mean, these folks, they could not get up in the morning and flip on a switch and have electricity. I mean, life was really hard, and I think we have forgotten that today. But yes, for TVA to progress, some people did sacrifice.
In his most recent budget, President Obama suggested that TVA be privatized and end its ties to the federal government. Now, that's not the first time the idea has been floated, and I wonder if you'd talk about some of those older proposals.
Sure. That's certainly not a new idea. I mean, you can go all the way back to, well, you can go back to the beginning of TVA. We were always a little controversial, and people always perhaps looked at ways to change TVA. Certainly Barry Goldwater back in the 60s wanted to kill TVA, but you know, the great thing about the agency, and especially here on our 80th anniversary, we have 80 years of progress is the way that we look at it, and we've been providing low-cost, affordable energy, we've been providing environmental stewardship, and, you know, certainly economic development. In 1963, President John F. Kennedy made a speech on our 30th anniversary, and he said, you know, the initials TVA would always stand for progress. And I love that, because here on the 80th anniversary, I think the initials TVA still stand for progress.
Patty Zell is an historian with the Tennessee Valley Authority, which celebrates its 80th anniversary on May 18th. Pat, thanks for joining us on All Things Considered.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here today.